From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Iraq parliament collapses. Baghdad teetered on the edge of political chaos today. The city is in a state of emergency. Protesters are occupying parts of the once secure international zones. Lawmakers have run away, and the military is on high alert. Correspondent Sharon Bain spoke with us from Erbil, Iraq.
As of right now, there's really no standing parliament. I've asked all my contacts and sources in Baghdad, and they say that Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is actually still in power. He's still holding the reins. But he and probably the Minister of Interior are probably the only two right now really effective members of the government. So you've got a crisis situation.
Correspondent Sharon Bain speaking with us from Erbil, Iraq. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is due late today in Geneva as part of a U.S. bid to reaffirm a U.S.-Russian mediated ceasefire as violence escalates in Syria, especially in its largest city, Aleppo. The secretary made clear that ending the violence in Aleppo and returning ultimately to a durable nationwide cessation is a top priority, State Department spokesman John Kirby said before the top U.S. diplomat departed Washington. Meanwhile, Russian General Sergei Kirilenko told Russian news agencies talks are underway to halt the Syrian bombardment of the rebel stronghold in Aleppo. To support the ceasefire, the Syrian military on Friday said it would impose a temporary regime of calm in the areas around Damascus and in northwestern Syria's Latakia province. The order did not include Aleppo. We invite you to come visit our website anytime to get the latest news. This is VOA News. A car bomb explosion outside police headquarters in the southeastern Turkish city of Gaziantep has killed at least two police officers and wounded at least 22 other people, a local governor said. Turkish media quoted Gaziantep regional governor Ali Yerlikaya as saying many of those wounded in today's blast are police officers. Militant group al-Shabaab attacked and recaptured a town in Somalia's Middle Shabelle region early today, killing 22 Somali soldiers, an official told VOA on condition of anonymity. The militants claimed that they had killed more than 32 soldiers, including a senior military officer in the town of Runner Good, a day after the town had fallen to government forces. The commander of Somalia's 12th sector, Mohamed Mahmoud Sane, told VOA his soldiers were ambushed and 8 of them were killed, while his forces killed 12 al-Shabaab militants. The commander said a senior officer was wounded and is now missing. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidates, including frontrunner Donald Trump, have been wooing local party leaders in California. Some spoke at the party's state convention near San Francisco. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan reports California could be decisive in selecting the Republican nominee for president.
As Donald Trump opened the meeting, protesters blocked streets at the site south of San Francisco. Inside, Republicans weighed their options. Some conservative Tea Party activists support Donald Trump.
A lot of Tea Party people behind Ted Cruz, too, so we're just watching.
The number two candidate in the state-by-state race, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, has thousands of volunteers in California. Others look to Ohio Governor John Kasich, a distant third in the race.
John Kasich can show that he knows how to govern.
But Trump's supporters say he's unstoppable. Others say he's too divisive to win the presidential election. Californians will make their choices for the party nominees on June 7th. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Burlingame, California.
Father Daniel Berrigan has died. He was 94 years old. Berrigan, an activist American Jesuit priest, a pacifist, and a poet, is best remembered as the radical leftist priest who burned draft records to protest the Vietnam War. Berrigan, his brother Philip, also a priest, and 7 other activists walked into the offices of the local draft board on May 17, 1968, in Catonsville, Maryland, 50 kilometers north of Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama was the main attraction as journalists, politicians, and celebrities attended the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner Saturday night in Washington. It was a chance for Obama to poke fun one last time. I'm Susan Yaki in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.